An attack in Sweden, COVID deaths in the UK, and Amazon Fresh comes to London. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Thursday, the 4th of March. From our surveys and analytics, we know that a whole bunch of you really like the daily briefing, with a big percentage watching or listening every day to stay updated. However, I'm going to level with you. The briefing is a massively unprofitable project, and while we've been persisting for a while, we can't keep investing forever. I'm not asking for your money, just that if you do like the daily briefing, please consider sharing with a friend. DM it to someone you think might be into it, or just share it on Twitter. Whatever you can do, we'd love your help, because if we can't grow the briefing, unfortunately we'll have to consider ending what we think is a pretty cool little series. Anyway, we're going to try promoting it more ourselves in the next few weeks, and we really appreciate your support too. Thank you. In the first story today, we go to Sweden to discuss the deeply saddening news about a stabbing attack. Yesterday, at around 3 p.m, a man went on a stabbing spree in Vetlanda, injuring seven, three of whom were seriously injured, with injuries that are potentially life-threatening. It's not clear exactly what weapon was used or what the motive of the attacker was, but currently the case is being treated as attempted murder, although possible terror motives are also being investigated. Currently the assailant is in hospital following being shot by police, but it's believed that the assailant is not in a life-threatening position. In response to the attack, Sweden's Prime Minister stated, "We confront such heinous acts with the combined force of our society. Our thoughts are with those who have been affected or injured through this truly evil attack." For the second story, we move back to the UK to discuss the impact of coronavirus deaths. It's fair to say that the virus has made more of an impact on the older generations than the younger ones. While young people have had to stop socialising and going to work, it's the elderly people who have primarily been the ones losing their lives due to the coronavirus. Because, as we know, the older you are, the more likely you are to be hospitalised or die. That's why the vaccination programme started with the eldest and has been working its way down the age bands. While the number of elderly people losing their lives truly has been a national tragedy, it can only be a positive thing that the vaccine rollout has reached such a high proportion of such older people. However, unfortunately, it's not all good news. Included in yesterday's Office for Budget Responsibility report, it was suggested that by 2022, the government's spend on state pensions will actually fall by £1.5 billion. Additionally, about £1 billion could be raised from extra inheritance tax payments. These figures demonstrate the sheer loss of life among older generations and the cold facts of how this will impact the economy. It just goes to show that while people are starting to become optimistic about the reopening plans, people have lost loved ones and will continue to do so. And it's important that we all bear this in mind over the coming months as life begins to return to normal. In the last story of the daily briefing today, we end on something a bit more positive, some news about emerging technology. Over the last year, it's likely that you've used a food delivery service or click and collect at least once. These services allow you to cut down the time you're actually spending in shops, making it both easier and safer for the customer. It's today been announced that a new technology is making its way to the UK to make life easier for people when they do their shopping, Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh has been around in the US for a while now in its trial stages, but coming to Britain during the pandemic could really be a beneficial move. Perhaps you do want to venture into a shop, but don't want to have to queue to pay at the end. Maybe this is from an avoiding the virus standpoint, or you really just don't like queuing. Well, either way, the new Amazon Fresh store coming to London could be right up your alley. Upon entering, customers are required to scan their phones, allowing them to log into their Amazon account, and then they simply pick up the things they want and walk out. They'll be charged automatically on Amazon for anything they take with them. In order to facilitate this, each store uses cameras and sensors to track each shopper around the store. They're accurate enough to be able to distinguish exactly which items each shopper picks up and even which ones they return to the shelves. This, though, has prompted some privacy concerns, with some people describing it as dystopian. What do you think though? Have you tried out one of Amazon Fresh's stores in the US before? And if you're in Britain, are you likely to try the new one in London? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.